Letters. Introduction. Brother Lawrence's letters are the very heart and soul of what is titled The Practice of the Presence of God. All of these letters were written during the last 10 years of his life. Many of these were to longtime friends, a Carmelite sister, and a sister at a nearby convent. One or both of these friends were from his native village, perhaps relatives. The first letter was probably written to the prioress of one of these convents. The second letter was written to Brother Lawrence's own spiritual advisor. Note that the fourth letter is written in the third person, where Brother Lawrence describes his own experience. The letters follow the tradition of substituting M for specific names. First letter. You so earnestly desire that I describe the method by which I arrived at that habitual sense of God's presence, which our merciful Lord has been pleased to grant me. I am complying with your request, with my request, that you show my letter to no one. If I knew that you would let it be seen, all the desire I have for your spiritual progress would not be enough to make me comply. The account I can give you is, having found in many books different methods of going to God and diverse practices of the spiritual life, I thought this would serve rather to puzzle me than facilitate what I sought after, which was nothing but how to become holy gods. This made me resolve to give the all for the all, after having given myself wholly to God, to make all the satisfaction I could for my sins. I renounced, for the love of him, everything that was not he, and I began to live as if there was none but he and I in the world. Sometimes I considered myself before him as a poor criminal at the feet of his judge. At other times, I beheld him in my heart as my Father, as my God. I worshipped him the oftenest I could, keeping my mind in his holy presence, and recalling it as often as I found it wandered from him. I made this my business, not only at the appointed times of prayer, but all the time, every hour, every minute, even in the height of my work. I drove from my mind everything that interrupted my thoughts of God. I found no small pain in this exercise. Yet, I continued it, notwithstanding all the difficulties that occurred. And I tried not to trouble or disquiet myself when my mind wandered. Such has been my common practice ever since I entered the religious life. Though I have done it very imperfectly, I have found great advantages by it. These, I well know, are to be imputed to the mercy and goodness of God, because we can do nothing without him, and I still less than any. When we are faithful to keep ourselves in his holy presence and set him always before us, this hinders our offending him and doing anything that may displease him. It also begets in us a holy freedom and, if I may so speak, a familiarity with God, where, when we ask, he supplies the graces we need. Over time, by often repeating these acts, they become habitual, and the presence of God becomes quite natural to us. Please give him thanks with me for his great goodness towards me, which I can never sufficiently express, and for the many favors he has done to so miserable a sinner as I am. May all things praise him. Amen.